House Speaker Nancy Pelosi expressed her belief that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu should resign, criticizing his aggressive response in Gaza.
Pelosi voiced her remarks during an interview with Ireland's public broadcaster Radio Telefis Éireann while visiting Ireland. Democrats, including President Biden, have increasingly criticized Netanyahu's leadership as Israel continues its assault on Gaza. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A Russian court has dismissed Wall Street Journal reporter Gershkovich's latest appeal regarding his detention at a Moscow prison as he awaits trial on espionage charges that he and the United States claim are fabricated.
Gershkovich, who smiled and gave a thumbs up from within a glass defendant's box in the courtroom, has been held at Moscow's Lefortovo prison for over a year since his arrest during a reporting trip, despite being accredited by Russia's foreign ministry. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Swedish customs authorities made one of the country's largest ever cocaine seizures last week when they confiscated around 1.4 tons of the drug at a port near Stockholm, according to an official statement to Swedish television on Tuesday.
If it is as significant as we believe, it is one of the biggest seizures ever made, Stefan Granath of Swedish Customs told broadcaster SVT, adding they were still awaiting a precise figure of the amount discovered. The drug was found in a container at the Nynäshamn port, south of Stockholm, on April 18th, Granath said. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Disgraced former Representative George Santos has suspended his long-shot bid to represent New York's 1st Congressional District in a potential comeback attempt.
Santos suggested on Tuesday that this might not be the end of his political aspirations, and his account as a digital content creator on Cameo, selling personalized videos, remains active. I have met with leaders and with constituents, and I have made the decision to hang it up here and stop perusing this race this year, he said in his statement. Liam White reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A man suspected of murdering two women this week in central Washington state and abducting a one-year-old child was found Tuesday in Oregon with a self-inflicted gunshot wound after police pursued his vehicle, authorities said.
The suspect was earlier identified as 40-year-old Elias Huizar, a former police officer who fled the scene of a deadly shooting at an elementary school on Monday in the city of West Richland.
A Douglas DC-4 airplane carrying two people was involved in a fiery crash Tuesday in the Alaskan city of Fairbanks, just minutes after takeoff, authorities said.
The Federal Aviation Administration stated that a Douglas C-54, which is a model of the Douglas DC-4, was transporting two people when it crashed southwest of Fairbanks International Airport at approximately 10 a.m. local time. Jim Kender reporting.
Despite a slight decrease in U.S. vehicle sales, General Motors' first quarter net income rose by more than 25% due to strong deliveries of pickup trucks and other higher profit vehicles.
The automaker said that while its average sales price per vehicle was down slightly from last year at just under $50,000, pickup sales remained robust, and it's not experiencing the price erosion across its lineup that other companies have faced. Kyle Norris reporting.
Cyber attacks on businesses are increasing, including small businesses. It's a concerning trend because a breach can be very costly and time-consuming if owners don't have a plan to deal with one.
According to the Verizon 2023 Data Breach Investigations Report, the median cost per ransomware attack, which involves a type of malicious software designed to block access to a computer system until a sum of money is paid, more than doubled over the past 2 years to $26,000. Paul Gomez reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.